Daf Chaf Dalid Amid Aleph. Batal Agabe Ruba V'Havik Ilun Nizar Kula, and says if it's been completely planted. V'Havale Karfa If Yosim Rebeis Asayim V'Afagav Dehukuf Ladiro, even though it was enclosed for living purposes. Chashuv Kalo Hukuf Ladiro, is considered as if it was not, because the Ha'Havik Kulo Gina, because it's all one garden. So all a garden and gina lomahani hukuf ladir, and if you have a garden, a gina, then enclosing it for living purposes does not help. Till have a humiut in the zirbe sasayim, because the part that was planted is not too saw. Till hashul lehi badal minachatzer, it's not therefore an important amount that you're going to separate it from the courtyard. Lehi karisul shem lebadal and call it by its own name. Avol be sasayim. The great kafir is called the kafir shel hukuf ladir, which was not enclosed for living purposes. Avakav the ilo habile manfi nafshe gebeis asayim. If it was, even though it was on its own, like the amount of tusa, lo mitzer would not become aser. Hacha over here, the nifras lachatzer, it's opening up into a courtyard. But chatzer nifras loy, and the courtyard is opening into it. Kaimel and we paskid the also letaltam a kafir lachatzer. You're not allowed to carry from a kafir to a courtyard. The habi rishus hanifras lamokam aser, because the domain is opening up into another domain, which makes it aser to it. But soon her rishus lazu, and the different domains, the rishus also one on the other, and therefore you're not allowed to carry even within each one on its own. Kaman, Amin, and Dishte Rishus, and that we say that it's considered two different domains, two different Rishus. Kirabundan, the polygamy, the Rishimon, the Perikol Gagos, that they argue with Rishimon in the Perikol Pekol Gagos, Arminon. The Army, Kol Chavachad Rishus, the Atzman, and he says that each one is its own Rishus. You have a God, the Lekot, the Urine, Behu, the Litzra Hadad, even though there's no one living in there to forbid one on the other. Still, you do not carry from one to the other. Lekula dafil hamiyat based asayin, even if the smaller amount is too sub, the mikri karfif, it's called a karfif, came in the mamfi nashe, shari, since on their own, it will be permitted. Hashanami shari, even now, it is permitted. Below asi adon, they do not forbid one on the other. Deilohoi mechitza b'neim, because if you had a wall in between them, have a share of the two libis elazed, then you wouldn't be allowed to carry from one to the other. Kirbishim, like Kirbishim said, Hashan, if it's elazed, now that they've opened up from one to the other, lo, nifritzel, rishus, also, lo, it's not considered that it's opening up into a domain that is something which will forbid it on itself. Aval yais, rishus, the same, but if it was more an area more than two saw, naxis, caramelis, now it's considered caramelis, but ha, in this, if you were Rishim, might even Rishim agrees, they metalim, mechotzel, karfif, you're not allowed to carry from the chotzer to a karfif. When yaisim raised the same, if it is more than two saw, shalahuk of the deer, and it was not enclosed for living purposes. But hachin, I'm here, difference to zel is that the opening from one to the other, harikal echin, difference to the makam asala, each one is opening up to an area which forbids itself on, which is forbidden for itself, meaning that it's going to end up asering it. It's the beloi, says the two insure shuris is planted in proper rows, but no, the shabasham is nice to sit there. Labeir of Huna, Beyasim, Beyasim, Havi, it was more than two saw, Hukuf Ladira, and it was enclosed for living purposes. Mendita Achrei Kain, and it was planted afterwards. Karpi Feyasim, Beyasim, Shal Hukuf Ladira, the Achrei Kain, and afterwards, Bundle Etzlo Dira, you built next to it a Dira of Armin, and the Kaiman, I'm going to say later, Hukuf Shal Ladira, it's an area which was enclosed not for living purposes, Zulubsoi Pasach Lapesach. Dear space, and then afterwards you open up the door to your house to that area. Lo mahani, it does not help. Ketzad hu oisa, what does he need to do? Poritzlo piritzlo yoisa me'esim. The havi kamisha ain bo mechitza. So then it's like there are no walls. We go there, but say some of piritzlo, and you need to go in and close that break in the wall that you made. Mamida al eser, make sure there's no more than 10. Amois, the Havik Pesach, and then it's like a door. Well, the slave hook up the deer, and in the afterwards, it was at the end. It had been enclosed for living purposes. Shenif Chaloy, that's open to it. To the oilam, inan she yigdu yosim eser amos. We're always going to need it. You enclose more than 10 amos. The parts eser levad, because if it was open. There was a hole of the 10 amos over there, but God, and you sealed it up. Lo chashav hu hekef l'shem dira. That walling is not going to be considered as if you walled in the whole area for living purposes. El kamisha asa pesach is only as if you made a door. That esil li'olam habi pesach is until 10 amos is always considered a door. Parts ama, etzel stimo,
next to the area that's sealed off, the gathering is sealed off. Oy parrots amma, you open up another amma, itzel stimas amma chadash, next to the area that you just sealed, the gathering is sealed off. The low parrots you amma skachad, you do not make a gap of 10 ammas at one time. The low gather, usser ammas, bazachas, you don't build a fence of 10 ammas at one time. Elamat, how you parrots, the gather, mayad, you just a little bit, you would open up and close immediately. Actually, Shimla Yosem Eser, me and Rina, do we say, came in the low parrots, you have the bazachas, and since you did not open up 10 ammas gap, at once, lo go to rabasachas, and you not make a wall of 10 ambles at this one time. Lo havi hekov, it's not considered bezula shem deer. It's not considered, but this type of enclosing as if it is done for living purposes. Odimor perhaps came in the hash the mia havi hachidus shel hekov yisem eser. Since now at the end of the day, at the end, the new wall is more than 10 ambles. Chashav hekov the shem deer is considered as if it was enclosed for living purposes. Kol. We say this halacha is over with regard to wooden vessels. Shurim can remove them to Masa in order to make them tar from any tumah they had. But less than that, chayis a person cares about it. Vatlin is not considered a garbage to make a potel. Shurim can remove them. The amount is like a pomegranate sneak of kumaisi rimantar. Then when he has a hole the size that a pomegranate will come out, it is tar. But chazav a nika of etzel estima next to the part that you sealed up. V'tiknav hu adayin kilotik nami. And then tummy midras. So even if you wouldn't fix it, it's still considered tummy of midras. Well, how did not take that which it said, and we fix it up, is Rabusas, can teach you a bigger chiddush. The ilav hachiv, not for that, so it's a chlamer, and then you wouldn't have to say the second part of the case of where the second scrap broke. Tarm in the midras, the sulo havi kli, is no longer considered a kli, lochaz in the midras, and it's not chazi to be for midras, mlatami su other mekalim to make a person or kalim tummy. Aval kli hu, it's considered a kli the chazil tashra shachrin. It's usable for another usage. V'dayin tumas magam midras alav, and it still has the tuma of being of having touched something which was tumas midras. Shar b'shas p'shish tasoi mina oizim, when you took off the when you separated it from the handle shadayin hu midras, it was still tummy of midras the kabel tuma to receive tuma l'tamei kalim to make kalim tamei kibul tuma ma'ava v'gad tuma from its original source. V'havi rishon the tuma. And then became a rishon the tumah with ame ochel mashkan. He gave off tumah to both food and drink. Pan the chadashas in his name alone menu. These handles are not from it. The mishin nistaklu lo darsin za azov. And when you made them, the azov had not walked on it. Umetumah rishayna tiaru. And from the original tumah from azov walking on it, you made it tahar. Shari inza sandal rishon. It's not the first sandal. Less than baranosh and lamal. He's rather he's an angel. Kedem vaydim baranosh adam gadol. He's a big, great person. Rechava shachuri about the main pesach abayis pesuchla, and the door of the house is not opened up, and then havi mukavas shalol the deer. Therefore, it's considered closed, not for living purposes. And if it was large, and then two saw a metalton gabal el ba'arba amos, you would not be allowed to carry it more than four amos. Then pesach abayis pesach min abayis from the house, you open the door to it. Pshita the pesach lebsof hukav shari. Then you have the door, and afterwards you enclose it. It's permitted shari hukav l'shei pesach because it was enclosed for usage of that door. Which is living purposes. There's some sort of silo behind the house. Before the enclosure of the Rechava. And it's not done for the purposes of the Rechava that's there. Davchav Dalid. Omid Beis. The Chazal Tashmisha, the Shtia for drinking, the Ainz Elchadir Irim Ula Mizu, there is no better living purpose than having drinking water available for you. Shame Ba'unku Yosav Esasayim Kalayim. This means to say, Shain Unku Shomayim, the depth of the water does not Nivshap Aroichib Yosav Esasayim, and its width spread out more than Tusa. Ba'unku Shostam Mayim, Levatul Mukaimu, and the depth of a water generally in order to make its place bottle, Midin Karkov and being considered ground is Yud Tfachim, has to be 10 Tfachim. Can I mean the Mesech HaShabbos, as we said back in Mesech HaShabbos, Vim Hoya Rokak Mayim, and we said over there, Kam Rokak Mayim, is Pachos Miyud Tfachim, has to be less than 10 Tfachim. Kari, the Peri, Kri, Shal Peris, Gavoya, Asar, Verechav, Kerechav, Beis Kort. You have this pile of fruit, which is high, 10 Tfachim, high, and wide, like a whole Beis Kort. Lo Bat Latar, is Dir Misham, does not lose the status of being a living area. Umayim, Haru'uyim, Lishtiyah, Kaperis, I mean, water, which is fit for drink, is like fruit. Lishanakrin immediately the havi akari the peri is sheicha muko, is a deep pit. Shemesin sham peri is that you store fruit over there. Vafabisha muko misham harbi, even though it's very deep. Nechel Mehem b'Shabbos, you can still take out from that pit on Shabbos. Here, Rehovah Yosef Mesa Sayim Habd, it was larger than Tusa, low hook for the deer, was not enclosed for living purposes. Pum Na'ara, Shemakul is the place where we're talking about. Chad Gisa Pachal Pasuach Lamasa, Lamovah Shabbir, to the alleyway in the city, Shekola the Rehovah Zu that ended by this Rehovah, Shul Shal Kramim, the Yurin Hayabud, and they had people that were living there. Hechi Nevid, the Mishra in the Lukulal, to allow everything. Shari Rehovah Zu, Karmelasi. The Rehovah is a Karmelas, so a service called Lamovah, and therefore it doesn't allow you to carry anything into the alleyway. Besa Shvil, and also in the path, Sheishal Shal Shmechitzas, which has three walls, the Hal Guda, the Naira, and Mechitza Malisahi, because the banks of the river is a good wall. Shigavoya service is sent from high. Abovel Rehovah, but the Rehovah Sartan does not allow you to use them because it's a Carmelis. The Vishnu puts in him looks the Carmelis. They're completely open up to something which is called the Carmelis. What I mean, the very common that should be said in the first parak. Im hayu mavi kolo the Rehovah. If the mavi ended by Rehovah, ain't sarachlum. You don't need anything. That's the mukovas ladir. That's when it was surrounded and walled for living purposes. Vahayu b'diyur kamer, and there were people living there. Kinem afleik hasim. As we differentiate there between Iro Lilo Iro, and the difference between whether or not you had made an error. Of a Rehovah Carmelis is also, but a Rehovah which is a Carmelis would be also Kaminim. He shrines to say that's so good. But there, Bika Mikan, Bika Mikan, when there was valleys on either side. Hechinev, Lahatra, Eskulam, to allow all of them, shall you write them actually the Shtamish Ben Neir, because now the people from the city wanted to use them. Well, they write some couples in the year, and they wanted to be enclosed for living purposes. We should blow them to have a Carmelis, and then they will no longer be considered a Carmelis. Tehi Kula. Hey, he be kula mutaris, and they would be permitted with use all of it. I mean, in Liel, and we said earlier back in Amud Aleph, the hook of Lubasoif Pasach, when it is enclosed, and then you're opening up a door to it, lo mahani, it doesn't help. We get the shalavan, the maise rechava zu mukefes, and there was a stone wall around this rechava, because shalahim lifros pierced the yosim reeser, and it was hard for them to knock down stone more than 10 amos, lagada ladira, and to re-enclose it for living purposes, in order that the people, with the intent that the people in that alleyway would use it, bishvil, and from the path, mehashna from now on, lahavi kapesach, and be considered like a door, lubsoif hukof, and that it would be considered like a pesach, lubsoif hukof, that it was a door, it was open to a door, and then enclosed. Kedishmul, like Shmuel's opinion. Never lay mechitza shokan the mavrit, agud the nara, clarence, means to say, lahavi shvil, kamoisif al rahava, will consider the path. Like it's adding on to the Rechava, then the Havi Rechava Bishvil Chat, that will consider the Rechava and the path one. Then the Havi Hach Mechitza, and we'll have said, this wall that we did on the path, Adaiti the Deer, is on an intent of living inside of it. The Lishamshu, they're going to use it, Mehashta from now on, B'nei Shvil, B'Rechava. That Lishamshu, Mehashta, B'nei Shvil, B'Rechava. And now, the people who are residents of the by the path, will be using the Rechava, Ki'ilu Abdin Labi Rechava, Gufa, Ladir, like it will consider as if we made this wall in the Rehovah itself by the Rehovah itself for living purposes. The Havi Pesach should be a door, Lubsoy Hukov, and after the door was there, it was enclosed. Enos the Mechitza Algav Mechitza came in the good to Gavoy Asara, since the banks of the river were 10 Tvachim high, Komash Mosif and anything and add to it, Hagbos Oysa Mechitza Atzma Havi is considered just lifting up that wall, raising that wall, Shahari Im Hoya Magbia Kol Mechitza Sarachovah Ledira Lomahani. That is, if you were to raise up all the walls of the Rehovah and that addition you would have intent to live inside of it, it would not help. Ad shi'ifritz ba pirtza. Well, exactly, until you would open up, break down part of the wall, a large amount enough that would make it forbidden to use that area. V'yachsav yigdil adir, and re-fence it for living purposes. La'evi lotzura sapesa'acha puma the shvil shall carve the psuch the Rehovah that's open to the Rehovah, the migo the mahani the shvil, since it helps for the path, shalei he parts of the Rehovah that should not be considered open to the Rehovah. Shafil hoi psuch, which is rather even if it was open to a public domain, moyola, would help. Lahani nami, the Rehovah should also help for Rehovah, leos lotos seven zet, heck, this addition, small addition, would be considered as if it was walled off for living purposes. Also, Gamli have bottled shows them in the ear. They're coming to drink in the city. They're coming through the path, the alleyway, the Rehovah to the Rehovah, Misham Lishvil, and from there to the path, Ulun Nahar into the river. Shadin Le, Shahare, Shahoya Pesach Shvil, Tsor Lehen, because the door, the entrance to the path was very narrow from the Achshav Hutach, and now they're pushing against it. Lechi Hanot, it's bars, just stuck it to the ground, the Oibu Mashu, it's only a little bit thick, and gamal and legamal, therefore the camels are not going to touch it. The mikud the mahani the shvil the taltal will carry in it the lo having hash the parts of the camels now it's not considered open to a camels mahani namil rechava lios lo hekaf the deer to be considered as if it's been walled off for living purposes and therefore be turned the taltal will be allowed to carry in it. Blam migul without a migul lo mishtari would not be permitted. Why the ha pesach shebein rechava lo shvil lo hayu yoisim eser because the entrance between the rechava and the path was not more than 10 amos. The whole comment, the sasam lay, lediro, lav kum, was in that now, whenever you're enclosing it for the purposes of living in it, that's still going to be considered as if you did nothing. Why the whole pesach steam of ma'ayusahi? Because every door is considered as if it's sealed up, therefore, the sasam omidu is considered as if it's always been sealed up and you didn't accomplish anything. The shil shakram, the amud el osalok of good in the nar, they do not reach to the river, vahavilikim mobim foolish, and therefore it's considered like a open alleyway that only has two walls. And people can think that an alleyway that only has two walls only needs this type of fixing up in order to be allowed to carry inside of it. The migul the mahani lemasel the taltal b'movik to carry in the alleyway can mean the parakamas we said in the first parak sarti mikan the bikul mikan we have a public domain on one side and the valley on the other side oisin tzuras the pesach mikan v'lachi okarim mikan you make a doorway on one side and you make either a vertical or horizontal beam on the other side v'achadami le'evel b'roi shamovik hapsuch v'shesarim and now here too you'll make at the end of the alley which is opening to the public domain tzuras pesach a doorway. And now the lechi, the vertical beam on the side of the rechava, will make it permitted to carry. Because we're permitting it with this lechi. Even if the city, in our case it means the alleyway, and the rechava were making each other aser, each one can be used on its own. Why? Because Shnei Chatzeros is to be like two separate courtyards, Upesach Menem with a door in between them, the Chaim Rechava Gupin, so to in the Rechava itself.